Windsor's Country Mornings with Morgan.
It's Windsor's Country Mornings, and on the show is my friend Nancy Tessier from the Windsor Business Network's keeper of all things warm and haunted. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Very good. Also with us, this is very special, is Bones McCoy. Good morning, Bones.
Good morning, Morgan. So glad to be here. Nancy, you're looking lovely.
Thank you so much, Bones. I love seeing you and talking to you.
I'm super excited to get lots of warm stuff for people that need it. I'm so glad to help.
That's right. Bones, pretty famous. One of the very first Home Depot 12-foot skeletons to make an appearance in Windsor and Essex County. So, Nancy, the Windsor Business Networks Group and the Hassan Group, you are presenting the third annual Sock, Hat, and Mitt Drive. Now, this year, it's two different locations, one being very special, all very spooky and worth the trip and a good closet clean out. So how much, do you have a number, like a ballpark of how much you've collected over the years?
Just in the past couple of years, we collected 2,820 items.
How do you measure that? Literally count?
We literally count every item. Wow. And I mark everything down because we are a not-for-profit. So we do have to keep track of every little detail.
I bet.
Now, Nancy's right. You know, if someone knows anything about being cold, it's me, Bones. Now, you know what I was thinking, Nancy? Perhaps we can get someone to work on a large knitted toque for me, because I'm kind of cold, Nancy. Can we work on that?
Well, we can work on it. I mean, how many?
I don't know. This is a 12-foot skeleton, Bones, so it's going to be a lot of knitting from somebody. Somebody might do it. You never know.
Well, it'll be like having a blanket on his head.
I love it. And you have three of these skeletons. So, Nancy, where are the drop-off points? I know that there is, one of them is a house, basically, that's like super decked out. And the other is a very special location this year.
The house location is 2478 Buckingham Drive. We're calling it Bones on Buckingham this year. But the very special drop-off, we're so excited about this. It's Scare House Windsor at 1441 McDougal Street.
Yes. I mean, you've been in already, because I told you before, I will never go in. I will never go in. I might go in to drop off some socks and mitts and stuff, but tell me about it. Tell me what you've seen so far.
Well, of course, Bones lives there.
I do live there. I mean, where else am I going to go? I'm 12 freaking feet.
Bones also gets to be with his family, other people that, you know, other skeletons that he knows. Like, I mean, Sherlock Bones lives there as well. The best skeleton detective in the world.
He's my best friend. He's my best friend.
Yes. And of course, there's Napoleon Bonaparte. we won't talk to him very much because he's, you know, sometimes he's a phony baboni. So.
Well, yeah, and he's a diva, a little bit of a diva.
A bit, yeah.
So you're going to see the famous 12-foot skeletons. You're going to be able to drop off your stuff. That's another question I have, is do you have to go through the scare house to make your donation?
Sure, you can go upstairs. Just before you buy your tickets, there's like a ticket booth thing. I mean, it's done up so well. It's beautiful. It's like the old-fashioned ticket booths that you see with the curtains and everything. Just gorgeous. You can drop off your stuff and just keep going back down the stairs.
Have you been through it yet?
I have seen some of the rooms.
You're like me. Mm-mm, no way. Not a chance.
I will go through it if they can promise me that nothing creepy is going to jump out and grab my ankles. I'm just so afraid of that. I'm sure nothing, no harm will come to me. But I'm just, you know what they say? Haunted houses and scare houses, they try to make you pee your pants. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, clean up in aisle 5.
I'd be so embarrassed, but that's the only reason that I'm not doing it. I will do it later in the season, however. I'm planning on going the last week of October. I want to see the entire thing. I want to have dinner there.
Yes.
They have 4 rooms, and they have a great, I mean, their chef there is great. I want to do all that. And it could take 3 hours, apparently, to go through the entire thing, all 4 rooms, and have dinner. But I want to do it. I think it's a nice way to spend the evening closer to Halloween.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've heard people that have got a sneak peek of it and they say it's totally worth it. Now, Bones, do you like haunted houses?
Oh yes, they're festive. You know, we're with our people. You know what we're really afraid of? Our dogs. Nancy, maybe, you know, next year, you consider a ban on dogs at the lawn there. My niece can't take another 9, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. He was being chased. It was, oh, so bad.
I know. It sounds like it.
It's a sack of bones to them, right?
Yes. Now, Nancy, who benefits from these donations? When you collect all the socks, the hats, the mitts?
The socks go to Street Help on Wyandotte Street, and everything else goes to Unemployed Help Centers, Coats for Kids. Now, Unemployed Help Center is now called the Hub.
Yeah, the UHC Hub of Opportunities, yeah.
Yes, which is great because they do so much. So we're happy to help them. We received some personal grooming items last year and hygiene products. They take all of it. So anything beyond the socks will be going to the Coats for Kids program.
You're saying that if somebody drops off a coat, if somebody does bring those toiletries, there's no way that you're turning those items away.
We're not turning anything away this year. As soon as I spoke to them last year and they said, we will take it, I said, bring it. Whatever you want, clean out those closets, bring it. You know, if you want to buy personal hygiene products, we'll take everything you drop off.
Good.
So we're looking forward to this year. We're hoping for big numbers this year.
I think so. And then when you hook up with the people from Scare House and then they have the space to kind of store it all month, that's amazing. So it's on now and it goes till when?
October 31st. It ends at midnight. Basically, when Halloween ends is when this ends. We'll be picking everything up November 1st and calling it a year.
The amount of stuff that you said earlier that you collected is crazy. I think that it will be more so than you can imagine. I hope you're prepared to get what you're going to get.
Oh, we're ready. We took a truckload last year, a pickup truck full of boxes. We're so excited. It's such an exciting thing to give them all these things. And I went for a tour at UHC. It's amazing in there.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have so many things to give away. It's amazing.
And they always need more. Yeah, I do lots of work with the UHC, and they go through that stuff quick, so this is going to be perfect. At the perfect time of year, you know, people often think about Christmas. This is a great time of year to think to donate.
Did you know that they passed the coats out in November?
Yes.
So we're collecting it in October, then it gets cleaned and passed out in November. It's like a well-oiled machine.
Totally.
Everything fits in just right.
I'm going to interject here for a second. You know, everyone listening, it's Bones again. So what we want is all the socks, all of it, all the hats, all of it, okay? Basically, we want the same amount of stuff that Gisele Bündchen is going to give away after going through her closet after divorcing Tom Brady, because she's got a lot of that New England winter gear she's got to unload, you know? So bring it.
Nancy, thank you for bringing Bones with you. He's just a delight. Just really quickly, Nancy, where, once again, can people drop off their socks, their hats, their mitts, if they had toiletries, maybe if they have a jacket? Where are the two locations again?
So 2478 Buckingham Drive and 1441 McDougal.
And that is the Scare House. If you haven't been, this is the year to go for sure. And you know what I'll do too, Nancy? I'm gonna link everything up at our website, which is country959.com. Thank you again. I mean, this is, it's getting bigger and better every year. And it's one of those things where I talk to a lot of people that do sort of these little, you know, charity things, and they don't realize how big it gets so quickly. And it's such great work that you're doing. So we appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Morgan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I know when you get the word out, people listen to you on the radio. All of a sudden, you get an influx of donations. So I really appreciate the help you and the station give us.
Oh, good. And you know, it's our absolute pleasure. And thanks so much, Bones, for being here too. I'll let you do your thing.
Oh, I absolutely love being on the radio. Can I give myself a little shout out here, a little plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I will be at The Closet this weekend, a local skeleton bar in Comber. I'm going to be doing some stand-up. I know Nancy wants to hear one of my jokes, so here we go. Okay. How's everybody doing? Great crowd tonight. It's the first week of October, that special time of year when they jam pumpkin spice into every conceivable food and beverage, am I right? You know, they say if you say pumpkin spice into the mirror three times, a girl appears in yoga pants and hunter boots, and she'll tell you her favorite things about fall. I'm here all night, folks. How was that?
Windsor's Country Mornings with Morgan.